It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got a couple of members of the Price City Youth Council. I've got Mayor Grady Noyes and the head of their PR, Madeline Criddle, and we're going to talk about an Easter egg hunt that is coming up on April 16th at Washington Park. You know, you can't have Easter, you can't have all those things without an Easter egg hunt. And the Price City Youth Council does so many great things for the community and events and things like that. So we're going to bring them in, talk about the event itself, but we're going to start with Mayor Noyes, and we're going to talk about what Price City Youth Council does and how it all rolls out. Grady and Madeline, thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, thanks for having us.
So, Grady, we're going to start with you. You are the mayor.
Yeah.
So, first, I guess, how long is the term for Price City Youth Council?
So, to be on Price City Youth Council, you start at the end of the school year, and then it goes all the way until the end of the school year again, where we have re-elections.
And you said that it goes from May to May, so then.
Yeah.
So your term is coming up.
Yeah.
So does that mean that will you stick around for next year, or are you moving on that you've got other things that you're going to do?
Well, that just depends on what college I go to. If I stay here, then I'll be a USU representative.
Then you'll stick with that. So what kinds of events and things that people have gone to and we have around Price City is the Youth Council responsible for?
We did the Halloween festival, the one back in October. We do community projects all around town.
So it's really all about the community and doing things for that. Let's talk for a moment about your term as mayor for Youth Council. What kind of things have you done, and what was maybe some of the funner things that you've done and some things that you've maybe learned from Price City Youth Council from your time?
So some of the funner things we've done have been like the Halloween festival. And while we have fun projects like that, we have other ones more serious, like when the Asian Bistro burned down. We tried to raise some money for that. So we did like a movie night that people donated.
And so you're really involved in the community and mostly like community service and things like that.
Yeah.
Doing those kinds of things. All right. And this one is really no different. Once again, it is the Youth Council Easter egg hunt. We're going to bring Madeline Criddle in and talk about that. Madeline, I know that you have to have an Easter egg hunt for Easter. You just have to. It's
for
something
sure.
That has to happen. So let's get all the particulars and talk about this one.
So this one, the Price City Youth Council second annual Easter egg hunt is going to be held on April 16th. It's going to be at 11. And basically what we're going to do is we're going to have the age group of like under 5 is going to be starting at 11. And they're going to go out and they're going to hunt for eggs. And then at 11:30, it's going to be 6 to 10. And then at noon, it's going to be 11 to 15. And they're looking for eggs and they're looking for the candy in it. But also, we have some special prizes donated to us, 9 specific big special prizes that if you find a coin, a gold coin in your egg, the kid will be able to pick out.
And so, and you're keeping those on lockdown. You wouldn't even tell me. They're a surprise.
No,
they're just big prizes.
Top secret.
So you're going to have 3 for each age group, and that'll get them to that. Now, is this one of those things that if people need help or anything like that, are you gonna allow the parents to go with like the younger age groups?
No, we've had some issues with that in the past. So the parents are going to be able to watch them. But we'll definitely have a lot of council members and kids that are on Price City Youth Council that are helping the kids to be able to find any eggs.
Okay. And once again, this is going to be on the April 16th. That is the Saturday before Easter. Starts at 11 o'clock, and it's all up there at Washington Park. That is a big park.
Yeah.
Are we going to go through the whole park, or are we just going to have one small area that's kind of marked off for the thing?
It's going to be the whole park, man.
Wow.
It's going to be eggs everywhere.
You said you had, how many eggs have you already got done?
2,000.
Are you going to do more than that?
Yeah, we have more on the way.
That's always the right answer, right?
Yeah.
There's more to come.
Yeah.
More to come. And of course, you've got to have candy. You said you'll cover that as well.
Oh, of course. Yes.
All right. Now, this is one thing that the Price City Youth Council is going to do. This is going to be a lot of fun, great fun for the entire family. And, you know, the other thing about it is you guys are kind of probably hitting it right because there are other Easter egg hunts, but I think they're even before this one. So, you know, you can plan out your day, really. Now you know when this one is. So once again, give them all the info. And if they've got questions, who can they get a hold of?
So they can go to the Price City Youth Council Instagram page. It's going to be at Washington Park. It's at 11 a.m. on April 16th, and it's going to be a blast.
Okay. So get on out there and have fun. Take the whole family. Once again, it's for ages really up to 15 years old.
Yeah.
You're going to have different age brackets and all that, that those things will be taken care of for you. So once again, Grady and Madeline, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Anytime. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.